The money's flowing like crazy, that's for sure. Traffic, buildings everywhere, they're building everywhere. When everybody says the economy's bad and I look around at all the buildings and all the movement, it's just not true. It's just not true. It's just not true, people. The money is flowing. Even the events, they're starting to have more events, you know, and the events are becoming more busy, you know. The money is flowing. That's for 100% fact. And if the money is flowing, there's prosperity. What I want to talk about today is totally different. When Adam and Eve fell, they stepped under the authority of the devil, right? They gave away their authority to rule the earth under the devil. So the devil is pretty much the god of this world system right now. And so when Adam and Eve fell, they fell down into the AI flesh mind. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. AI. Artificial intelligence, artificial intel. It's not directly from God. They fell. They lost their position and their standing and their state. And so if they fell into the AI flesh mind, the 666 cube AI flesh mind, who rules over them in that kingdom? The flesh mind is inside the kingdom of the devil, the fallen system. Who's the king of this fallen system kingdom? The devil. And so if the devil is the king of the AI flesh mind, then he's an AI king. And so when you look at a computer, it has these little, they call them daemons. But they're demons. It represents demons. They call them daemons running in the background. So there's programs inside the devil system that are just running like little programs running all the time. That's what I was talking about in regards to everybody's born in sin and running on a program, a bloodline, a culture line, or I got to have a Ford. I got to have a Chevrolet. I believe in cowboys and Indians, and everybody's got their little program that they're running. That they would rather have this or do this or go here or say this. And a lot of stuff they say, even their own, the words are programmed. These little one-liners that you see on sitcoms, they're programming you to have a one-liner. The script writer is programming you. The music is a program to program us if we listen. So the AI flesh mind has a king, and that king is an AI devil. And the AI machine, the AI beast, 666 beast flesh mind, brute beast, the Bible says, has to have a king. There's kingdoms. So when you're in this kingdom, you're born in it, in the natural, the fallen state, but you can get out of it and be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And get into the kingdom that Jesus, that God rules. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so thoughts and words and actions and behaviors and habits and all that, you start out in the devil's kingdom. It's just a program, like an AI computer. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to move away from the program and be self-aware of your thoughts and your actions and why you do certain things and be free. How do you get free? The truth. What is the truth? The absolute truth. You know, people say, well, that's my truth. Run. If they say that, run. It's God's truth, and it's a universal truth for all nations, all mankind. It's not a culture truth. It's a universal biblical truth. Jesus alone saves. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. People like AOC and the liberals, they want everything for free. Well, that's not the way it works. You know, it don't work that way. There has to be sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. There had to be a sacrifice. When you eat some protein, that animal gives its life so that you can live. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, all around you. But if you're in the kingdom of darkness, you can't hear this, because your daddy's the devil. And you think everything should be free. You think it should be totally fair all the time. It ain't. This place is not fair. I talked about the vigilante mindset. There's one God and lawgiver. God, see, when you judge a situation, you only see your perspective. You don't see everything. You don't see the person's heart. They would say David's a bad man because of what he did. Sent Bathsheba's husband to the front line. But God looks on his heart. Yeah, that was wrong. Yeah, he paid for it. God took his child. But God looks on the heart. You can only see your perspective. You can't see the whole pie. And when it comes to a person's motivation, their past, the way they were raised, you can't see the heart. If you hang out with them long enough, you'll see their heart. If you rub shoulders with them, if you're around them 24/7 for about a year, you'll pretty much know that person, you know. The character always shines through. It takes about 60 days before that person. Yeah. You can't trust that person. You'll have that small, still voice. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you, you know. It's a trip. It is a trip, man. And so the AI flesh mind is ruled by the AI devil. And the AI devil is a works-based draconian system. The AI demonic devil's system is a draconian works-based system. That's why all those laws codified the Pharaoh and all those laws, it was all the letter of the law, the letter killer. There was no grace. I forget the name of the book of the dead, and there was another one. What was it? They just had laws. There was no grace. There was no redemption. There was no ability to get an attorney and say, hey, and that's what China's doing. Think about China. China's got all them snake symbols everywhere, and it's a draconian system. North Korea, China, Iran, all these nations under law, the letter, they're not up with the times. They're trying to go back in under law, but there's grace because Jesus rose again. Jesus rose from the dead. So you can step out of the AI program by the Holy Spirit. And so when you step out of it, and what you'll find out when you wake up, I know this is hard to hear, but when you wake up to it and you start to see most people are running, they got to have an Izod shirt, or they got to have a some kind of name brand. They got to have this car. They got to have this. They got to fit in with the society that they're in. They got to fit in somewhere. And it's like, when you see past that program that they're running on, and you don't kind of lift them up and build them up, because, oh yeah, you got that nice Izod. You're cool. You're something. When you don't do that and build them up for some kind of ridiculous thing like that, what happens? The spirit in them hates you. The spirit in them hates you. You would say, well, why? Because it's a spirit. It's the God of this world wants to be recognized, to be seen, wants to be worshipped, wants to be God. Think about what I'm telling you. The kingdom of darkness is based on the devil, and the kingdom of darkness is all outward show. Pleases of men, lovers of pleasure, that are lovers of God. It's all outward looks and show. It's fake. It's facade. It's the fake reality. It's the artificial reality. If you can find it, and I don't know if you can now because they changed the etymology on it, but if you looked up the word sun, S-U-N, in the past, you could find it. And I think they removed it. And it's artificial light. It tells you artificial light. The sun is an artificial life source. This reality is a script. It's scripted. I know it is. I know it is in a multitude of ways. I tested it for many years. I would do experiments. This reality is a script. And this is why all these news broadcasters, Fox News and all of them, they all talk about the same news. Even no matter which side they're on of that particular news, they're all going to talk about it. Because they have to follow a program. Now, the devil's trying his best to bring about a system that the devil's ruling the whole world with his system, and everybody has to follow it. But I promise you that behind that, God is allowing certain things, but God is in total control. The devil is not in total control, but he thinks he's slick. Yeah.